We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Ghost hunting today focused on a woman who was looking for her old friend and neighbor who just up, packed, and left in the middle of the night. And that's when Jen and I realized we both know people who have had to move because of their neighbor.
Yeah, so if this sounds like you, 404-263-0941 is our number. We'd love to hear your story. And you can just fill in the blank here. I had to move because my neighbor did blank.
Ghost hunting, the concern was, I thought maybe I asked her one too many times to feed my cat. She just got sick of me and bailed. I had a friend move out of an apartment because the woman who lived right next door to him stared too long after conversations ended. You know,
we had neighbors who moved because they had to have a shared driveway. It was in, you know, one of the old neighborhoods in Atlanta and Virginia Highland where a lot of those old homes used to share driveways.
And you go and up off the street and then it splits in two, right?
Yeah, because they couldn't agree on where the property line split was. They were constantly in a battle with these neighbors over the driveway and they would like block them in all the time. And it just became so stressful that they were like, forget it. Sold the house and moved.
I'm out.
Yeah, we're out of there. Hey, Rebecca in Dunwoody, can you fill in the blank? I had to move because my neighbor did blank.
Yeah, hi. Oh, my God. My husband, we had to move. We bought a house like 3 months ago, and we had to move because our neighbor was so creepy.
Really? So you were in a house. You bought the house, and you were there for 90 days.
Yes, it was totally not worth it. We had to move. They were just the creepiest, creepiest person.
What was the creepiest thing that they did?
Well, it's like she was fine, but then in the security camera, we would see, like, not in front of us, but in the security camera, we would see her, like, come up on our porch with this doll. Like, a doll.
Oh.
The creepiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
And this is not a child that was, like, a child of your neighbor. This was a grown adult.
Oh, yes. This is a grown woman.
Okay.
And she would introduce the doll and give her, like, a tour of the outside of our house.
No.
And be like, yes, yes. And be like, this is Rebecca's house. This is her dog. Don't go near the dog because he might bite you. Like, it was the freakiest thing ever. And they would look in the window, and she would, like, touch the dog. It was the weirdest thing. And finally, I'm like, I am not taking my life in my own hands. We got to get out of here.
Did you ever approach her about it? Did you ever say, what are you doing?
Because you talked with a doll, I wouldn't go near her either.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm afraid for my own life. I'm not going to talk to this woman about, like, hey, I saw this doll. And then she, like, shows up, like, in my room with the doll and a knife over my head. No, 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 no.
I would have called the police. That's crazy.
That right there sets the bar high, Rebecca. But I can almost guarantee you're not the only person to have to sell a home
Because
of a neighbor. You might have you might win the creepiest neighbor award.
But definitely.
If I don't, I don't know what people are doing. I don't even know what's happening. This woman's insane.
One last kid. The phone number is 404-263-0941. The sentence to finish is,
I had to move because my neighbor did blank.
Okay. So we'll get some more phone calls and try to find somebody who had to sell their house. But did the doll have a name? My last question for you. Do you know if the doll had a name?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure it did. I just have no idea what it was. I was not even going to bring that thing up, but I'm positive it had a name. There's no way she treats it like that and it doesn't have a name.
You
it's
not
Little
knowing.
Jeffrey.
Oh, God.
Little Jeffrey doll.
Don't ever make that face again, Jen.
404-263-0941. You had to move because your neighbor did what? We'll talk to you next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Star 94.1, Jeff and Jen show. Now, this morning with ghost hunting, we had to track down a neighbor. Anne was trying to track down our old neighbor who just disappeared in the middle of the night. She got some answers on why the woman left and why they're not friends anymore. But that had us wondering, why did you have to move because of a neighbor? What'd they do? Ricky and Conyers, welcome to the Jeff and Jen show.
Hi, thank you. I had a really creepy neighbor who used to leave sticky notes on my car professing his love for me.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, he used to buy dresses from the stores and hang them on my door for my daughter.
That's so bizarre.
No.
And that's, yeah. And that's walking that fine line between creepy and illegal. You know, because he could make the argument like, oh, I just wanted to get her a gift. And you're like, oh, please don't touch me.
Please never come to my house.
The first note might be cute if it is well received. If it is not well received, there is no second note.
Right.
There's no dress either.
And no dresses.
There's no dress. So weird.
All right, please
tell me you moved like four states away.
So I actually moved like a half an hour away, but I told him I was moving into an apartment, so he couldn't track me down when I found my new house.
Perfect. Well, sorry that had to happen. Unless your real estate agent is a friend of yours, then good for them.
Jennifer in Canton.
Yes. Hi. Thank you.
All right.
So go ahead.
You had to move because your neighbor did what?
So my neighbor would actually take pictures of my children as they played outside.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So you had to move.
And we even built a fence, and he would climb up on a ladder or on his back porch to take pictures over my fence.
Was it in a, I don't even want to know the answer to this, but I have to ask it. Was it in like a weird, creepy, he collects pictures of kids way? Or was it like, these kids are too noisy and I'm going to document it for the next city council meeting?
You know, I really don't know. We actually contacted the police, and they basically said that it was like paparazzi. Once you step outside your front door, you can't prevent them from taking pictures. So we never found out exactly what for.
Yep. Well,
that's horrible.
You made the right call.
Oh, no way.
Because if you don't move out, you eventually run that person over. Accidentally, right? Like, oops, I'm so sorry. Didn't see your ladder there up against my fence.
That accidentally cut their electricity.
Yeah.
Accidentally flood their house.
So, so scary. Angie in Atlanta, you had to move because your neighbor did what?
Hey, I had to move about 20 years ago before I moved to Atlanta. I lived in this apartment. I had a neighbor living above me, a girl who she and her boyfriend would come in about 2 in the morning, and this was like consistently. And have very noisy relations upstairs the point where I was so angry one night, I took a broom and was beating on the ceiling, telling them to hurry up, like screaming.
Wow.
And I started to be concerned that I was going to, like, hurt her. I was so sleep deprived, so I left instead.
Good call to go ahead and break that lease and get out of there.
That. Here's the problem, though. When she heard the broom hitting the ceiling, she was like, wow, they are really having fun downstairs. We got to step our game up.
All right. What did your neighbor do that made you move? We'll talk to you next.
Star 94.1.
Your neighbor was so crazy that you had to move. Rachel in Powder Springs, welcome to the Jeff and Jen show. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. Our crazy neighbor, an older gentleman, used to tell us, I don't know why your dog hates us. We had the sweetest dog who would, for some reason with him, growl and bark every time he would come around. And we took her out one night and caught him like he had crawled through the bushes and up to our fence and was growling at her like a monster.
What?
He was growling at you?
We videoed him, and then he was like, I don't know why your dog hates me so much. And I was like, are you serious? I know why she hates you.
The human man was on all fours, crawling through the bushes to get face-to-face with your dog, and then was...
Up to our fence, and was growling like a monster at her. Like, not a dog, like a monster.
Okay.
For sale sign in the yard next day.
Yes, he was crazy, and it was a collection of other things, but yes. Goodbye.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.